Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Trump's favorite field marshal, Asim Munir, deprives himself of sleep to rescue the American military from defeat at the hands of the Muslims of Iran. Reuters reported on April 6, 2026, Pakistan's Army Chief Field Marshal Asim Munir has been in contact, quote, all night long with U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance, Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, and Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi. There is no cause to celebrate the sleepless efforts of Asim Munir to mediate between Iran and the U.S. as the ruling faction of Pakistan and its mouthpieces would like. Munir's efforts provide the U.S. military a way out of a deep quagmire, which threatens the continued existence of its harmful military infrastructure within the Middle East. Moreover, Munir's efforts to save America come at a time when the required effort is the mobilization of all the armies of Muslims to force the U.S. into retreat down to the last soldier in base. Indeed, Trump, the criminal who supervised the genocide in Gaza before attacking Iran, had good reason to call Asim Munir, quote, my favorite field marshal, on October 13, 2025, and then again on January 22, 2026. Once it became clear that Trump had badly miscalculated the strong response of the military of Iran, Asim Munir took the initiative and called Trump on March 22, 2026, offering to mediate between the U.S. and Iran, as reported by the Financial Times newspaper the next day. This offer of Munir manifests the real meaning of the French phrase, plus royaliste que le roi, more royalist than the king. Munir's stance demonstrates the level of slavishness of those who collaborated with the British colonialists during their occupation of the Indian subcontinent. Before Munir deprived himself of sleep to serve Trump, the full extent of the miscalculation of Trump became clear. Before launching an attack on Iran on February 28, 2026, the Trump administration was coordinating with figures within the regime to seize control immediately after the first shock, that is, after the assassination of the top-tier leaders. However, this did not happen. Instead, the Revolutionary Guard of Iran, IRGC, stood firm and decided to confront this aggression and attack the enemies. It defied the American strategy to transform Iran from a satellite state that moves within the orbit of U.S. foreign policy to a subordinate state that submits to the U.S. in every critical matter, bearing losses for the sake of American interests. Like Pakistan under Munir, America's situation is clearly precarious until now. It hasn't achieved the objectives quickly and without losses. Its army is terrified of the prospect of a ground offensive, having been struck hard by the Muslims of Iran, even before any attempt to launch a ground offensive. America's military leadership was reluctant to the extent that Trump removed key generals who resisted further harm from his miscalculation. Thus, Trump fired the Army Chief of Staff General Randy George, General David Hodney, who led the Army's transformation and training command, and Major General William Greene Jr. on April 2, 2026. To further understand the level of the slavery of Munir, it is important to highlight the American officials with whom Munir deprived himself of sleep, J.D. Vance and Steve Witkoff. As for J.D. Vance, he sided with India completely in the building up to the conflict with Pakistan in May 2025. On May 1st, 2025, in an interview on Fox News, quote, special report with Brett Baier, show, Vance declared, quote, our hope here is that India responds to this terrorist attack in a way that doesn't lead to a broader regional conflict. Then Vance added, and we hope, frankly, that Pakistan, to the extent that they're responsible, cooperates with India. Then, when the Pakistan Air Force established air superiority over India, which was a prelude to a resounding defeat and liberation of Kashmir, the Americans worked frantically with Munir to ensure a ceasefire. As for the Jewish special envoy of Trump, Steve Witkoff, he is a key figure in the implementation of the American plan for the greater Middle East, which includes Pakistan and Afghanistan. The American plan is an evil plan in which the Muslim states are to be weakened in order to make way for the dominance of the Jewish entity in the western flank and the Hindu state in the eastern flank. There is no doubt that Asim Munir and his men are a burden upon Pakistan and its capable armed forces. It is not sufficient to describe Munir and his men as followers of America. Followers retain some concern regarding the security and prosperity of the country. It is only appropriate to call Munir and his men agents of America. Agents strive to secure American interests, even at the cost of the security and prosperity of the country. It is their agency to America that lost the opportunity to liberate Kashmir in May 2025. It is their agency to America that lost the opportunity to side with the Muslims of Iran and deliver a blow that forces the U.S. to retreat to its homeland. And it is their agency to America that has kept the strongest military power in the Muslim world as a subordinate state that has no weight in even its own affairs, beyond that of a weak, hollow, vassal state. O Muslims of Pakistan and their armed forces.
أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا عدوي وعدوكم أولياء تلقون إليهم بالمودة وقد كفروا بما جاءكم من الحق.
O you who believe, choose not my enemies, who are your enemies, as friends showing them affection, even when they disbelieve in that truth that has come to you. Surah Al-Mumtahina 1. Who exactly are we that Munir and his men belittle us by befriending and serving our enemies through alliance and agency to them? We are an honorable armed forces and noble people that harbor deep love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the believers. We are a brave armed forces and lively people that are the rightful inheritors to a proud and defiant legacy. It is an Islamic legacy that began from the time of the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate state, through Islam's dominance of the Indian subcontinent, through to the defiant resistance against the British Raj, through the immense sacrifice to establish a state in the name of Islam in August 1947, and now a deep restlessness at the injustice of the American colonialists. We are competent armed forces and resourceful people that do not count our martyrs when we are upholding the kalima, word of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the highest. And we are respected, powerful armed forces and worthy people that have within ourselves all the means to rise as the firm, secure starting point of the Khilafah on the method of the prophethood, which will abide by Islam and unify the entire ummah again as the just leadership that the oppressed world is longing for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون.
You are the best of people raised for all of humankind, enjoining the right and forbidding from the wrong and believing in Allah. And if the people of the book believed, surely that would have been good for them. Among them are the believers, but most of them are defiantly disobedient. Ali Imran 110. Let us place our hands with the hands of the Shabab of Hizb al-Tahrir and do righteous deeds, sacrificing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fearing none but Him subhanahu wa ta'ala until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us nasr, support. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Mus'ab Umair, Wilaya, Pakistan.